Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Hello, and welcome to today's edition of Cross Encounters. A reading from Psalm 108, starting at verse 4. For your steadfast love is great above the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches above the clouds. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth, that your beloved one may be delivered. Give salvation by your right hand and answer me. A while back, a friend of mine sent me a very interesting email about Buzz Aldrin, who was the second man who ever stepped foot on the moon. I have been assured that this account is true, and I'd like to take a few moments to share it with you and tell you what happened. On July 20th, 1969, Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin changed history, for it was on that very day that man first stepped foot upon the surface of the moon. But what took place in that lunar module just before the one giant step for mankind is not very well known. Buzz Aldrin wrote about it a few years after the event in Guidepost magazine, and it is here that he describes how one of the very first things that he did after landing on the surface of the moon was to celebrate Holy Communion. Buzz Aldrin served as an elder of his church, a Presbyterian church in Texas. And, realizing that he was about to do something that no one else had ever done, he inquired of his pastor how this special occasion might be memorialized. His pastor consecrated a small communion wafer and some wine in a small vial, which Aldrin carried with him from the earth through the heavens to the surface of the moon. The craft had been on the lunar surface of the moon for only a few moments when Aldrin made the following announcement. This is the LM pilot. I would like to take this opportunity to ask every person listening in, whoever and wherever they may be, to pause for a moment and contemplate the events of the past few hours and to give thanks in his or her own way. According to Aldrin, he reluctantly ceased broadcasting at that point. He desired to read a scripture passage and celebrate Holy Communion from 250,000 miles above the Earth's surface. But NASA, who was embroiled already in a legal battle with the radical atheist Madeleine Murray O'Hare, requested that he refrain from doing so. He reluctantly agreed, but privately and silently he read from John chapter 15, I am the vine, and you are the branches. Whosoever abides in me will bring forth much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. He then partook of the Lord's Supper. It is interesting to note that the first food and liquid consumed on the surface of the moon were the consecrated wafer and wine of Holy Communion. Astronaut Aldrin, even on the moon, was forgiven, strengthened, and encouraged by God's Word and the sacraments. In Word and Sacrament, Jesus Christ was present. A wonderful reminder that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God, and all things were made through Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. John chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. Let us pray. God the Father, Creator of all things, Jesus Christ, who redeemed His fallen creation through your death and resurrection, and the Holy Spirit, who renews us to be new creations in Christ, comfort us with the truth that you are always with us, no matter where we are. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with us always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.